Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 11th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you to where you're going to get the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. We got a great show planned today. By the way, new episode of my wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me, that dropped earlier today. Did a little WrestleMania recap. Talked about Raw after Mania. Talked about AEW releasing the Brawl Out footage from last night's show. So I hope you go check that out. Also on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. It was not a live stream, but go watch the video or listen right here. Wherever you get your podcast, wherever you get Zaslow Show 2.0, you get the new episodes of It's Still Real to Me. And of course, so much going on. Bet Online, still your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, scores available to follow all of your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, so there's a lot happening, but I had to pivot a little bit here. We're going to start the show with the Heat, that fucking disaster from last night. But the place we obviously have to start, O.J. Simpson, dead, dirt nap, O.J., juice, peace, O.J., gone. I mean, had no idea he had cancer. Today's a weird day now. We're all pivoting and got to interrupt programming and talk about O.J. and how do you talk about O.J. and people are glad O.J.'s dead, which, it's so weird because you don't want some, like, it's really rare that someone will die and the reaction is going to be joy, celebration. And that's what we're getting today. And that's what we're going to get today. By the way, shout out to my guy, comedian Brad Williams, who's had the tweet of the day so far saying, OJ can finally rest knowing the killer is dead. That's a funny tweet. Come on. So, it's going to be a really weird reaction to OJ dying. And, like, I have on my television now, you got First Take on ESPN. And even, like, I don't envy the people on television and on radio who have to stop what they're doing, live radio, live TV, and have to pivot. OJ Simpson just died. We're now doing that. So without any prep, like, I've had a little bit of time to think about it now. But without any prep, we're going to talk about OJ. And how are you going to talk about OJ? And it's weird because now I'm only watching it on mute, but ESPN television has devoted like at least an hour straight to OJ dying. So they're, I mean, Adam Schefter was on the phone on First Take talking about OJ. I'm sure they're talking about his playing career. I'm not talking about his playing career. I don't give a shit about his playing career. It's a really, like, it's a strange way to handle. Now, there's no playbook, but I'm not talking about, I don't care about O.J. Simpson's career. I believe he murdered those people. I believe he murdered his wife and the waiter. And certainly, like, it's an example to me. Like, my biggest takeaway from everything that's happened with O.J. Simpson is, you know, you wonder why women who are abused, why they stay in that abusive relationship, right? Oh, why did she leave him? Why doesn't she leave him? You hear that all the time, right? These women, not every time, but these women are afraid what the man is going to do. If this is what he does to her when they're in the relationship, what's he going to do to her when they're out of the relationship? And these women who are being abused, they stay in this abusive relationship because they're afraid of what is going to happen if they leave. And Nicole Brown Simpson was afraid what was going to happen if she left. She left and she was murdered. That's why these women are afraid to leave their abusive relationships. It's important to remember that. OJ Simpson, obviously a piece of shit. We know this. I'll never forget, you know, my mother, and this is like 20 years ago. My mother calls me one time. She's at Gulfstream in Hallandale. And OJ used to be there all the time at Gulfstream Racetrack, betting on the horses or what have you. My mother calls me, "Jonathan, you won't believe who's here. OJ Simpson is in the same room as me." And I'm like, all right. I mean, he's not going to kill you. There are people around. You're going to be okay. You're going to be safe. But I'm not celebrating OJ, his career, in any way. I got nothing positive to say about OJ. Nothing good to say about OJ. As a matter of fact, I don't care about his career. Not going to talk about his career. You know, with pro wrestling, Chris Benoit, right? Chris Benoit, amazing wrestler. And then he went and murdered his wife and his son and hung himself. So I'm not interested in ever talking about Chris Benoit's career and how great a pro wrestler he was. He murdered his family and then murder-suicide. OJ Simpson, not convicted, so it's got to be allegedly. Although I don't even know you could say allegedly anymore because he was tried and he got off, you know? But we all believe that he was the murderer. I got nothing positive to say, and when I say I got nothing positive to say, I'm not talking about his career. Not interested. OJ Simpson, to me, is the guy who murdered Nicole Brown and murdered the waiter and then went to prison for something entirely different. And now he's dead. And you know what? It's kind of like, yeah, good riddance. Good riddance, Juice. So I feel bad for the people on live television. I feel bad for the people on live radio who have to pivot and then talk about OJ's. I guess you have to talk about it. You know, when you're on a national show, I'm glad I'm not on right now. I wouldn't want to talk about OJ's career. Not interested. I'll talk about OJ potentially having murdered two people. Not interested in talking about OJ's career. So OJ, dead. Good riddance. Peace out, man. So that's how we start the show today. We're going to talk to my pal Jonathan Coachman because the Masters has started today. A delay with round one because of weather. But the Masters is underway. My man Jonathan Coachman driving the line. That's your sports betting brand of record. That's Jonathan Coachman's deal. I'm on with him every Monday on Driving the Line. I'm actually going to be on tomorrow, okay? So a special appearance on Driving the Line tomorrow. But Coach will join us. Maybe we'll get some plays as far as the Masters, but we'll talk about the Masters. And I got to ask about OJ, all right? So we'll get my man Jonathan Coachman on the show, and we'll talk a little bit about that. All right. Let's get to the Heat from last night. I mean, they lose to Dallas 111-92. I watched the local broadcast. Got to support Eric Reed and John Crotty. I can't imagine what they were saying on the national broadcast. Yes, it was the second night of a back-to-back. Everybody played, so clearly, at least Eric Spoelstra knows, the Heat need these games. If on the second night of a back-to-back, late in the season, and the second night of a back-to-back where the Heat played double overtime the night before, Spo knows the team needs the games. I don't know if the team knows that they needed the game, because that was a pathetic first-half performance. They're down by 20-some-odd points the entire first half. They make a run where, I guess early in the fourth, they got within 8, maybe? 10, definitely 10, maybe 8. And that was as close as they got. And it was the second unit that was doing it, you know? It was Kevin Love and Jaime Jaquez and Haywood Highsmith. That first unit was pathetic. Well, Tyler Herro was very good. That first unit was pathetic last night. Bam's in the middle of a big slump. And with Jimmy, I get the frustration from fans about Jimmy right now. I still don't have any reason to doubt. I still don't have any reason to believe that he is not going to be playoff Jimmy when it's time. But, you know, it was a few weeks ago, right? Or a month or so ago, that game in New Orleans when Jimmy was thrown out. It's about that time. Well, I mean, Jimmy, like, we need these games here. Jimmy is, I guess, waiting until the playoffs start. And I told you, forget about, you know, you saw the scenarios where, including last night, if the Heat win their final three games, they could finish as high as number three, and they would finish no lower than seven. I told you, stop thinking about that. They're a play-in team this year. They are not going to jump up to six, let alone number three. Are you crazy? They're not even going to jump up to number six. They are a play-in team this year. Now, that's still alive, but I told you, if they're going to lose one of these few games to end the season, it would have to be the Dallas game, because you don't want a conference loss. They lost the Dallas game last night. They have to win these final two games against Toronto. I would assume they will. Philadelphia's final two games, Orlando tomorrow night, and then the final game, I think, is Detroit, maybe? Or Brooklyn. Tomorrow's the game. Now that the Heat lost last night, they don't control their own fate as far as finishing number seven. They need help from Philadelphia. If Philadelphia loses against Orlando tomorrow, which they might. The Magic still have a lot to play for. If they lose at home to Orlando tomorrow, then the Heat are back in play for getting that seven spot. If Philly wins tomorrow, done. You're going to start the play-in at Philadelphia, and then you put yourself in a scenario where maybe you don't make the playoffs at all. Then you're back in that spot that you were in last year, trailing Chicago in the second play-in game with 2.5 minutes remaining. Tomorrow night, I do believe the Heat will win these final two games against Toronto, but tomorrow night, Sixers and Magic, if we were doing big game, not a big game, that's a big game. That's the scenario right now. So last night, look, it's not often. I never turn off a Heat game. I was disgusted with that game last night. I shut off about 4 minutes left. It was a frustrating, pathetic effort. What, Jimmy Butler took 8 shots? 0 free throw attempts? Now, I understand. Second night of a back-to-back. You're not going to have any back-to-backs in the playoffs. That's why, again, I don't have any reason to believe that Jimmy is not going to still be the Jimmy Butler we expect in the postseason. But man, like, nationally, the Heat must have gotten crushed on ESPN last night. And of course, the national audience. They're watching the Heat last night. And here's what's going to wind up happening. All the stuff with the bubble, you know, remember when the Heat got to the bubble? Oh, it was a fluke. Bubble wasn't real. We're going to get that again this year. Where the Heat, number 8 seed last year, that was a fluke. You see, this Heat team ain't shit. That's what we're going to be fighting against if this team bows out, if they don't make the playoffs, or if they bow out in the first round. Last year didn't mean anything. That's what we're going to be fighting against at this point. So, the part that is most worrisome to me, Terry Rozier didn't play last night. Terry Rozier's missed the last couple games, dealing with like a neck strain or something. The part that is most worrisome to me, we're going to get to the playoffs without any real sustained time together healthy. Tyler Herro was out the whole time. Now Hero's back. Rozier is out as well. Bam's not playing well. We're not going to get any time. There won't have been a single point in the season where this group is playing together for a sustained period of time. And that, I do believe, is a real scenario for us to be worried. That, I do believe, is a real thing. All right, let's check out a little bit of what happened last night. A few things for us to go over in the association. Three games caught my eye last night. The Bucks beat the Magic 117-99. That's important because the Bucks, they're trying to hang on to that number two spot, and you got the whole situation with Giannis. I know there's a debate right now about whether or not now, apparently, no Achilles injury. But this is something that could keep Giannis out, theoretically, for 2 or 3 weeks. So the talk is, should Giannis be held out of the first round of the playoffs? No! If Giannis is held out of the first round of the playoffs, they're going to lose. I mean, right now, Milwaukee would match up against either Philadelphia or Miami, with or without Giannis, but especially without Giannis, Milwaukee's losing in the first round. So if Giannis can get out there, even if he's not 100%, no, you can't hold him out of the first round. But Milwaukee right now, they're in that number two spot. And Orlando, they drop down to number five right now. Two back of number two. The Nuggets beat the Thunder 116-107. The Nuggets now a game up on both Minnesota and Oklahoma City for the number one spot in the West. Told you a long time ago, even though Denver was sitting around there in that number three spot, I believe when it's all said and done, they will be the number one seed. It's certainly beginning to look like that. And the Suns, after getting drubbed by the Clippers the night before, the Suns now in LA beat the Clippers 124-108. But here's the thing. Nobody played for the Clippers. No Harden, no Westbrook, no Paul George, no Kawhi Leonard. The Suns, I think, are the most disappointing team in the league because, yes, while they have a good record at 47-33, they're not even going to win 50 games, and they are 7th in the Western Conference. If you trade for Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, you can't be 7th in the Western Conference. So that's a little bit of what's going on in the NBA. Also, Inter Miami last night. Inter Miami eliminated from CONCACAF Champions Cup. A 3-1 loss to Monterrey last night. I watched a little bit. I watched the first half. They were down 1-0. They lose 3-1. Messi played. They lose 3-1 to Monterrey. 5-2 on aggregate. So they are done in the quarterfinals of CONCACAF Champions Cup. And, you know, now it's back to regular play, if you will, as far as Inter Miami is concerned in the MLS. So that right there is a little bit of what was going on last night. I'll tell you what else is going on. You're getting the best deals when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. And when you walk through the showroom doors at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're greeted by one of their sales reps there who are going to find exactly the right car for you and your family. Because at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they give the customers an exceptional experience in their state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Maybe you're looking for just getting your car serviced. Well, luckily for you, it doesn't matter what car you drive. It could be a Subaru. Maybe it's not a Subaru. You're going to be treated like royalty either way. Because at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models. That's right. So you're going to be serviced with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with the spring sale season in full bloom, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru's got incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Check out the inventory right now. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. And of course, I love every night when it's time to go to sleep. I know that I'm about to get the best sleep because I sleep on the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. That's right. The Zaslow family were 4 of over 100,000 people who sleep on Sheets and Giggles, sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows, rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. That's right, SheetsGiggles.com. And if you use promo code Zaslow, you'll get 20% off your first order at SheetsGiggles.com. Eucalyptus mattress, eucalyptus pillow, eucalyptus comforter. I got the bed sheets, I got the blankets, I got the fitted sheets. It's the only place I have to shop now for my bed sheets. One less thing I gotta worry about. And I'm getting the softest, the best sleep of my life. SheetsGiggles.com. Again, 20% off your first order when you use promo code Zaslow. SheetsGiggles.com. All right, all guests on Zaslow Show 2.0, brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba for yourself, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco-y Moss. That's how we're going to relax this evening. Of course, make sure you always drink responsibly. And don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Joining us now is our pal, Driving the Line, your sports betting brand of record. You catch me on Mondays. I will be on tomorrow as well. Jonathan Coachman hanging out with us. Coach, how are you today? Good to see you.
My man, it's nice to kind of reverse the roles a little bit, be on your show. So happy to be here, bud.
So, hey, this is a big news day. I wasn't expecting this. O.J. Simpson, dead, passes away from cancer. It's so weird because, like, I got the TV on, and I don't envy these people on ESPN, be it television or radio, where just all of a sudden, in the middle of their day, they got to pivot without any prep, and it's like, hey, OJ just died. Go ahead. Thoughts. And it's like, man, I don't really have much interest in talking about OJ's playing career, considering all the extracurricular stuff. This is a and also, by the way, it's very rare someone dies and you're going to have people celebrating. That's what's going to happen today. This is a very strange situation.
First and foremost, I did SportsCenter for almost a decade when I was at ESPN. This is the hardest thing to do, is when they walk into the studio and you're in the middle of a show that you prepared 5 hours for and you got 3 hours to do, and all of a sudden they say, hey, pivot, and you throw everything else in the trash. That's how big this story is. Sometimes it's just you do a reader and then you move on after 30 seconds. There's so many different layers, Zaz, to this story, and depending on how old you are, you probably have a different perspective on all of it. That's how fascinating, and there's been many movies made about him and the trial and all that kind of stuff. So when I thought about it, first of all, I didn't know he had cancer, had no idea. And you think about all the different layers of his life, the playing career, which I was way too young for, and then the acting career, Love, Naked Gun, but then the meat and potatoes, the Bronco chase that I had explained to my son this morning. And I think when people look back on his life and his career, there's going to be way more people that have a negative connotation of him and the fact that he went to prison for almost a decade after the murder trial for aggravated assault. People forget about that. It's just, it kind of came out of nowhere, and I think you're going to see a lot of different people, depending on the age, have different reactions.
Do you remember where you were? A, the Bronco chase, yep. Which of course was right smack in the middle of the 1994 NBA Finals. So I was watching the finals. Then you got the picture in picture, and you got the Bronco chase, Rockets and Knicks. All of a sudden, we got OJ up in the corner. Would you remember where you were with the chase? And do you remember where you were with the verdict?
100. Well, I know with the chase, the verdict, I don't remember, because I was between my junior and senior year of college. And so I was busy with a summer league game, because I was always, I played college basketball. So I'll never forget, we were having a summer league game that I was refereeing for, like a high school league that we had. And somebody ran in and said, you won't believe what's on the TV right now. And for a lot of people in 2024, they don't realize this was cable TV was kind of in its infancy, only maybe 8 or 10 years old. But this was on national network television. And I remember thinking, because I wanted to be a sportscaster, that Bob Costas, that's who I remember. Yep. And I was like, this guy is so good. And I don't know if I could ever be as good as him, because he navigated through the NBA Finals, the story, bringing it back, and everything that was about. So that's what I remember. The verdict, I don't remember where I was, but I remember thinking to myself, there's no way that he gets off. There's absolutely no way, for the simple fact that there was so much coverage. And this, every single day, it was riveting TV, because they allowed it to be live on TV. Streaming didn't even exist back then. So I was shocked that he got off. It did not shock me that he kind of screwed it up later, because he lost all of his incomes, as he lost all of his acting gigs, everything washed up because of that murder trial. And I think there's a lot of people to this day that still believe that he absolutely did it.
So, yeah, really, really strange day it's turned into, where this is now the dominant headline, when we figured the dominant headline today was going to be round one of the Masters. All right, that's why I wanted to have you on the program today. So I want to ask you, we'll get to a betting perspective, but first, the Masters, have you been there? How many times have you been there? What's it like?
2015, I was sitting in the newsroom doing SportsCenter, and our head guy walks in. And he says, "Hey, would you like to go to the Masters?" And I said, "Do not mess with me." And I used a different word because it's my favorite event all time. And I went for 2 years. Me and Matt Barry, who's still there, he's actually still calling the event today for ESPN. We got to call the digital highlights, because the Masters is one of those events. They could make billions and billions of dollars. They don't care about that. They care about giving people the best experience, the cheap food. And so every single year they're trying to make things better. And so the boss who sent me, he's on the competition committee. And he said, "How come we don't have voices on the highlights when you go to masters.com?" He's like, "I don't know." He's like, "Well, we need voices." So he got me and Matt Barry. We sat in a big truck and called highlights, highlights, highlights. And by the time they sent them to us, they wanted them on masters.com within 3 minutes. So we would call a 45-second highlight, send it back up the road, and they would have it up. It was the most fascinating, fun two-year experience I've ever had. It's like nothing people can ever imagine. People spend so much money renting houses for $40,000 to $50,000 a week. Jordan Spieth gets two houses, the same two houses. One is for people who don't talk golf. The other one is for resting. Everybody has a Masters tradition. And when I walked into the merch tent for the first time, I was working for Augusta, not for ESPN. So I got to go wherever I wanted to go. I went in the back door. It was one in, one out, two-hour line. I got to go in the actual clubhouse. And I'll never forget, Z, Condoleezza Rice opened the door for me 1 year. Because if you're a green jacket, it doesn't matter how big of a star you are, you have to volunteer for a certain number of hours to help out the tournament. So Lynn Swann welcomed me one day. So it's a fascinating, and I've always said this, it's kind of like the golfing gods dropped the greatest golf course in the world in the ugliest city in America. Because there's a reason you don't see Magnolia Lane reverse with it shooting the other way, because there used to be a Dollar General right across the street. There's a Hooters a block down that John Daly signs autographs there every single year with his bus. So many stories. Is my favorite of the year. It's probably one of the few things I miss about being at ESPN.
And like you mentioned there, and I've been told this as well from friends who have gone, when you're at the Mass, number one, it's impossible to get tickets, but when you do get through and you can, like, you win the lottery and you can get the tickets are not expensive when they're at regular price. And the food and drinks at the Masters, super cheap, right?
$1.50 for sandwiches, like egg salad, tuna salad, stuff like that. They don't take cash at all. If you have your phone in your pocket, you better have it off, because if your phone goes off on a game day, you will get sent out of Augusta National and you will not ever be allowed back in. Tickets. I ran into a guy, a son, who was with his older mother at a bar the first year, and they started telling me that they had tickets forever. All the tickets are underneath a name. That's why you can't just give tickets away. Practice rounds, yes, but they're very particular with game day tickets. And I said, "Well, are you going to get the tickets once your mother, God forbid, passes away?" Because his father just passed away. And he goes, "Oh, no. Once my parents pass, both of them, it goes back into that lottery for the next person to get them." So there are so many ways that they make themselves extremely exclusive, and money is not one of them. Now, they charge a lot for merch. That's a lot. You walk in and there's like 100 different hats on the wall, and you order by the number. You'll say, "I'll take a 63, I'll take a 78. And then once they're done, they're done. Only recently could you even buy Masters merch online. You had to get it there. And if you walked out with too many bags, they would stop you, Z, to find out why you bought so much, because they didn't want you reselling it online and making a profit.
Wow.
Yeah,
so who are the major players we need to keep an eye on this weekend.
So we're talking about numbers when you talk about Scottie Scheffler that are Tiger Woods year 2000 type numbers. He was less than plus 500 to win. And what it means is less than 5-1. And in golf, when you've got, this is a limited field, 89 players, but even at 89 players, if you're only getting 5-1, you can't bet that number. You got to find a different way to bet Scottie Scheffler. He almost has had three wins in a row leading into this tournament. He's also already run this tournament 2 years ago. So Scottie Scheffler is unbelievably favored. Then storylines after that, Rory McIlroy. He's had over 10 chances to win the career Grand Slam. He could become the sixth player all time to win all four majors. He changed up his entire routine this week, Z, and didn't even show up till Tuesday. Played nine holes Wednesday, ready to go. He has seven top tens in the last 10 years, but has never been able to get the job done. Your defending champion is a LIV golfer now, John Rahm. A year ago, he was criticizing LIV, and then he took $300 million to go left. Brooks Koepka, last year, who were the two names at the top of the leaderboard? Brooks Koepka and John Rahm. He's a guy that I absolutely love this week because he's a big game hunter. So those are some of the names that I've looked at. And the fact that everything was pushed back, also a big deal. Why? Because the afternoon tee times, like Tiger Woods, for example, they may not finish today. So you got to come back out tomorrow morning, finish, then have your tee time. So a lot of the morning guys today may not finish until Saturday morning. And then you got to walk off the course, wait, and then play that third round. So some guys could wait, have to get up at 5 a.m. and then not play their third round until 2 or 3 in the afternoon. That's a big, big deal.
So give me a little here on Tiger Woods. Tiger's playing. That's going to get a ton of attention. Can he make the cut?
I think Freddie Couples has moved the line. I mean, it was plus money for most of the week. And then Freddie Couples came out on Wednesday and he said, I just played nine holes with him. And I'm telling you right now, he does not miss a shot. He's as good as he's ever been. All of a sudden, you see that number changing. Plus 110, plus 100, minus 110. Here's the problem. If he does not get his round done today on Thursday, and he has to come out tomorrow and play 22, 23 holes, that's going to be a big-time issue. Because when you get your body revved up and ready to go, and you stretch out, and you do all your weightlifting, and then you stop, and then you got to come out 2 hours later for a body like his that's all beat up, I think it's going to be very, very difficult to do. But from what I understand, Tiger Woods to make the cut is the most popular bet on the entire board for almost every single sports book.
Is his biggest issue being able to walk the course?
100%. And the ankle, I'm trying to remember which one it is, that is very, very weak. So apparently he can still hit all the shots. And I saw some in the practice round. He still looks fantastic. But I called the genesis for PGA Tour Live back in February, which was the last event that he played in. He had to withdraw with the flu. But there's a lot of times that he can't get through the golf ball. Augusta National is perhaps the most hilly golf course that the players will play the entire year. So walking up and down all those hills that you really can't tell on TV that they're that steep over the course of 2 days and wet and really slow, I think it's going to be a bigger hindrance than it's going to be a help because of the conditions and the way his body is holding up.
And coach, what are the big holes? You know, what are the famous holes for the Masters?
Well, you got the second hole. That's a par five, famous albatross from Louis Oosthuizen several years ago. And then kind of three is not, four is the par three. And then you got five, the par four. But then when you get to eight, people don't realize whenever they hit that second shot, they fall back because it's a big par five. It is straight uphill, but you can't tell on TV. So that's a par five that guys love to birdie and try to eagle. And then you got nine. And then when you get over to 10, 10's the famous hole where Bubba Watson hit that big hook in the extra holes to win in extra holes years ago. That's really tough. 11's tough. 12, the par three. They changed 13 this year. So all those holes from 10 to 14, I think are going to play a significant role in who wins this golf tournament this year.
Wow. Excellent job, coach, helping us get into the Masters here so we know what's going on. Tell everybody, of course, about Driving the Line as you continue to grow it. It's getting huge. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're a big part of it every single Monday and other days as well, Driving the Line. Check out our YouTube channel. All of our socials are the same, at Driving the Line. We rebranded starting in January, and we're doing really, really well. We like to have a good time. We make it about the audience at home, which is the way that it should be. And we're not just sports betting. We also discuss other big sports stories that could affect things down the line. So every single day, 10 a.m. Eastern time, we also have a golf show live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. Great job, man. And I'll be on with those guys tomorrow so you guys can watch youtube.com/@driving the line. See you tomorrow, man. Thank you.
My man.
Excellent job by Jonathan Coachman. Again, you'll be able to hear me tomorrow, driving the line, youtube.com/@driving the line. Also, it's always important for me to let you guys know, you got to support the sponsors that support this show. And I love when you hear about the great sponsors on Zaslow Show 2.0 because they're here also to help you. Like, for instance, Brunt Insurance. You need to make sure you got the great homeowner's insurance. You got to make sure you're covered so you don't lay awake at night wondering, man, if something happens to my home, how am I going to pay for it? I don't have that concern because I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And if you call 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com, you're going to get the most affordable, comprehensive coverage out there. And wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, 954-589-2204 from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys. Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have offices all throughout the state, locations in Davie, Stewart, Lakeland. So wherever you're calling from, they're going to know your area. When it comes to home, renters, condo insurance, there are so many options out there. But at Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Plus, if you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage for your automobile, I just switched, got my auto insurance through Brunt Insurance about a month or so ago. Auto, motorcycle, boat, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204. Again, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So, it is a Thursday. You guys know what we do. Let's get to some Zaslow Show 2.0 mailbag questions. All right, got a few good ones here. Got some good participation. First up, this question is from CBWV99. And he says, Zaslow, should the Miami Heat add play inbound to the Heat culture flooring at Kaseya Center? Look, that's a fair question. You know, they got the Heat culture floor, hardest working, best condition, toughest, nastiest, most disliked team in the NBA. Certainly doesn't come off like that lately. Certainly didn't come off like that last night. The Heat are 20-19 at home this year. All right, it's not good enough. You don't need me to tell you that. It's, a matter of fact, it's a little bit embarrassing. Julian says, Zaslow, regardless of what happens in the playoffs, what offseason moves do the Heat make? I'll be perfectly honest with you. First of all, the people who want them to flame out in the play-in and not make the playoffs, period, so that they wind up blowing the whole thing up. What blow the whole thing up is there going to be? Butler's not going anywhere. Bam's not going anywhere. There's not going to be any blowing up, all right? But as far as offseason moves, I could see them trying to acquire Damian Lillard still. I don't think that ship has sailed, especially depending on what happens with Milwaukee in the postseason this year. So I think that's still on the table. AKA Seth, as Zaslow, you get your tickets to WWE Raw yet? Well, yesterday, pre-sale, they go on sale general public tomorrow. WWE Monday Night Raw, I think it's August 19th, is coming to Ameren Bank Arena in Sunrise. Did I get my tickets yet? No, but I am going to be going. I think WWE is going to set me up. WWE usually sets me up when it comes to tickets for these shows that are local. So I'm pretty certain I'll be going. I think WWE will help me out there, so I did not pick up my tickets yet. But you should. All right, next question. Luke Zaslow, how many MLB ballparks have you been to, and do you have a favorite? Okay. Well, obviously, okay, so down here, Lone Depot Park 1. I've been in Texas, although I think they've changed stadiums since I've been there, but nonetheless, I've been in Texas, I've been to Fenway, I've been to Wrigley Field, I've been to New Yankee Stadium, that's 5. I went to a game at the Braves, but that was the old park, not the park that they're at right now. It's called Truist Park, so I guess that's 6 if we want to count like parks I've been to. So I think those are the 6 parks that I've been to. The Braves one was really nice. My favorite. Was that my favorite? That may have been my favorite, actually. That was a really nice park. All right. Mike in West Palm Beach. Zaslow, would you like to see... who would you like to see get a run to WWE champion like the American Nightmare just had? Well, I don't really have a favorite anymore, you know? Well, all right, so let's do this. Who would I like to see get a run with the WWE title? I'd like to see one last AJ Styles run. You know, I don't know how much longer AJ has, and I think I'd like to see AJ Styles as champ again before he leaves. Nick Sex says, Zaslav, the details have been released to the public about the terms of your deal with your talented new NBA playoff correspondent. Well, that's right. That's an excellent question there, Nick. We debuted yesterday. Zaslav Show 2.0 is raking in the money now thanks to our great sponsors and all of you guys listening. And so we went and hired an NBA correspondent for the playoffs. He made his debut yesterday. You can go back and listen to all of our past episodes on Zaslav Show 2.0, wherever you're listening to the podcast right now. And he is my son, Jordan Zaslav. So he gave you a little breakdown of some of the interesting stories going into the postseason. As far as the terms of his deal, no, we will not be disclosing the terms of the deal. Victor says, Zaslav, yes, CM Punk told the truth about what happened at Brawl In, but does that make what he did right? Does that give him the right to put his hands on Jack Perry? Well, no. I mean, does that give him the right to put his hands on Jack Perry? The answer to that would be no, right? That you never have the right to put your hands on someone else. But, you know, they're face-to-face there, and Jack Perry said to him, I'm going to fuck you up, or I'm going to kick your ass, or blah, blah. And that is why CM Punk looked to be the one who started the physical part of the altercation, but we don't know what was said, all right? I don't know that we'll ever know. The Dude Abide says, Zaslav, what did you think of the All-In footage? Hurt or help, AEW? Oh, I think it hurts in a major way. And they've already taken the footage down from social media, so maybe they've realized that was a bad idea to show that footage. I think it hurts in a big way. They're showing, number one, they're showing backstage footage. Wrestling's a TV show. That's real stuff. I don't know why you're showing that. But also, they showed a WWE wrestler, a current WWE wrestler, beat up one of your current wrestlers. I don't understand what the point in that was. I think it's a terrible look for AEW. And that right there is another edition of Zaslav Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right, excellent job. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us here by Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear lately? Look, they've moved to a new location, but they're in the same plaza, same great experience, but it's an even bigger selection. I couldn't believe how big the new location for Caneswear is right now. Go visit 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. But did you know they also have an amazing selection for all of your favorite sports teams? That's right. Panthers, Heat, Dolphins, Marlins, whatever you're looking for. They got items for men, women, kids. That's right. And Caneswear, you know, right now, they're celebrating their 14th anniversary. You could save 14% on your entire order. All teams, all items. Just go to Caneswear.com or visit the store in Davie. But go to Caneswear.com, 14% off your entire order, all teams, all 14th anniversary sale. What are we talking about here? Amazing selection. Again, Caneswear.com, where you get all of the big deals. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. So, one of the shows we do like on FS1 is called First Things First. We like Nick Wright. Here's Nick Wright yesterday. This is before the pathetic effort last night against the Mavericks. Here's Nick Wright on the current state of the Miami Heat.
Might make me religious. If this Heat team goes on a run, I will officially believe in a higher power. Now, that higher power might be whatever Pat Riley prays to. I'll have to find out. But there is no reason to believe in this Heat team. None. And I have been the biggest proponent of Heat culture. I was the one last year. They've shown no signs of it up to and including last night when they're in double overtime against the Hawks.
Right.
So I don't want to write them off entirely, but there's no piece of evidence I can give you. I watched their final possession of against the Hawks last night. Tie game, 17 seconds, get whatever you want. It was a Tyler Herro one-footed Heat because they couldn't even get a real shot. Like, what are you
doing?
I'm
going not a big deal. I still think we're going to get a major performance out of the Heat this postseason, but you could certainly, it's not a big deal because you could understand guys like Nick Wright having their reservations right now. Big deal or not a big deal? So yesterday on First Take, it's always my favorite day of the week because that's when my guy, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, is always on the show. And here he is yesterday with Mel Kiper on the show as well. Mad Dog, he does not see what everyone's seeing in J.J. McCarthy.
Doggy, do you think he's worth a top
No, I do not. Mel, with all due respect, you guys with this love affair with J.J. McCarthy, did we watch the games? Go take a peek. I mean, Maryland, he was awful. Didn't throw the ball in the second half against Penn State. He was not that great against Alabama, and they ran the ball great against Washington. Where in the world is J.J. McCarthy now, the fifth best player in his draft? I would never, ever, I remember, don't say we all know about quarterbacks. Akili Smith, Andre Ware, Klinger, even Mayfield was the first pick. Sam Donald, Josh Rosen. We go on and on and on, these teams who made these ridiculous decisions with these QBs. And now you're going to take J.J. McCarthy, who didn't throw a pass in the second half against Penn State. He was 7 of 8. Didn't throw a pass. If you got a great quarterback who's the fifth pick in the draft, you got to let him throw the ball a little bit against Penn State. Good weather. Didn't throw a pass. And remember, that schedule was awful. That conference stunk. I don't care what they did against Nebraska. I don't care what they did against Purdue or Bowling Green or any of these Rutgers. I'm not interested. I'm going to look at the 4 or 5 games. He threw for 160 yards against Michigan. 160. He was not a big deal against Washington. He threw for 140 yards. They ran for 250. And he wasn't great against Washington. Yet Mel, who I love and knows more than me, but I know the guy, saw the games. Mel loves him. Orlowski wants to put him in the Hall of Fame. And now you, Mr. Riddick, love him.
I'm going not a big deal. Mad Dog's allowed to have his take on J.J. McCarthy. I think he makes some valid points there. Big deal or not a big deal. So last night, AEW Dynamite, you know, there's a little bit of a back and forth going on right now between WWE and AEW. And Triple H, who was on the Pat McAfee show last week, he did make a reference to AEW star Will Ospreay about maybe, you know, not everybody is willing to be in on the grind, you know, as far as why Ospreay chose AEW over WWE. WWE's schedule is much more challenging than AEW's schedule. Well, last night on AEW, here's Will Ospreay. He responded on the show.
Seeing as the guy that said it is only in the position he is in because he was grinding on the boss's daughter. You are in no position to tell me what the grind is all about.
I'm going overall not a big deal, but, you know, it's funny stuff, but I will say, I think Triple H has proven at this point, he may have been grinding on the boss's daughter, but it's not as if he wasn't one of the all-time great world champions after that, and it's not as if he's not putting on the biggest wrestling show in the world right now as an amazing booker. So it's not like he was handed that job, a job that he didn't deserve, all right? He married the girl. He married the boss's daughter, who he was grinding on, and they're still married today. So I'm going not a big deal, and that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Go to caneswear.com, take advantage of all the big deals, 14% off your purchase right now, courtesy of Caneswear's 14th anniversary sale, caneswear.com. Okay, great job, everybody. Put together a great show brought to us in part by Bet Online. I hope after you get done listening to this episode, you listen to my newest show, newest episode of It's Still Real to Me, which dropped earlier today. Get caught up with everything going on in the world of professional wrestling. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.